CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
The views and opinions of the following show do not reflect those of WSMN, its owners, and or associates.
Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Appelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Appelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Appelberg.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Show. I'm your host, Mike Appelberg. It is Monday, March 4th, 2024. It's our first show of March for the year, and we have a pretty great show for you. On deck, we have Henry, who's the new CEO and president of HarborCare. I say new, but that's probably really no longer the case. And Henry's just popping into the studio now. We have about 10 minutes before we actually start talking, so make yourself at home. The coffee smells good, by the way. And then after that, we're going to take a break, and we have our friends from New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority coming on to talk a little bit about their world and what's going on at housing and New Hampshire housing finance these days. So Hoping everybody had a great weekend, and I had a pretty good weekend. It was pretty laid back. Enjoyed, it was really rainy on Saturday. I don't know. And it was super windy on Friday, so we had like this weird front coming through. But one of the things I was reflecting on yesterday when I took the dogs for a walk around the neighborhood, and it was warm out. And I looked at my calendar. I just looked at my my weather app on my phone. And, you know, this is the first week of March, and I say reflect on this. There is only one day this week that is projected to go below freezing, even at nighttime. That's on Friday. It's supposed to go down to 30 degrees. Every single day it's above freezing at night besides that, and every day, of course, as well. And so, you know, I was talking to my wife as we were going on our walk around the block, and she remembers, you know, from her childhood that she grew up in Germany, and the part of the country where she grew up, they had snow every year and white Christmas every year. And it has been probably 20 years since that's consistently been the case. And the last decade, it's never been the case. And here, it's really changed pretty dramatically, pretty quickly as well. And, you know, that's the, you know, the whole effect of climate change in our community is just really, you know, it's actually quite shocking. And my observation of her was, you know, I wonder if our grandson is actually ever going to have a white Christmas, white New Year, you know, here in Southern New Hampshire. And it's, to be honest, it's quite possible the answer to that is going to be no. And snow is going to be something only reserved for way further up north and up in the mountains. And, you know, so if you think about that, think about the economic impact. That's the where I was really going with this. I was on a conversation call, a Zoom call, a little bit earlier today on the way into work, and one of the people on the call said, you know, gee, I'm not sure how the ski operators are going to, you know, make a living this year. It seems like it's been a couple of years in a row that they've had pretty bad conditions and had to make snow. What snow they've made has melted right off, and it's kind of, you know, becoming more the norm. And then I thought about, you know, even little things like maple sugaring. So maple sugar season, this is right, we're right in the middle of it. And in order to, you know, really for the maple to flow, for the sap to flow in maple trees, it needs to go down below freezing at night, usually 10 degrees or so down to the mid-20s. And it needs to go at least 10 degrees above freezing during the day. And so I'm not an expert on this, but you know, you can talk to George or Chris Stawaz, who are sort of hobbyist, you know, sugaring dudes, and they'll tell you probably this is turning out to be a bust of a season, and it's not the first one in a couple of years. So anyway, it's just an interesting times we're living in, interesting to observe the climate and the world change. You know, it is something that, you know, we have some influence over. Individually, obviously, we have some influence, but control is certainly not something we have. Mother Nature is going to kind of do what she does. So anyway, I don't know if you find all of that depressing or uplifting. It wasn't really meant to be either, but hope you're having a good day and had a good weekend and you're off to a good start. So our show is really about listening each week and learning a little bit more about the community organizations that work throughout Nashua, throughout Greater Nashua, and really throughout the region to make this a place which is stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier for all of us who live and work here. And so each week we try to interview two different nonprofits, and they're all across the board, really. There's no rhyme or reason. They just have to be kind of community organizations. Some are smaller, some are larger, some work in, you know, healthcare, some work in housing, some work in substance use, abuse, some are work in adopting pets. So it's kind of like across the board. The whole idea behind the show is that, you know, throughout the course of listening each week, you're going to learn just a little bit more about these organizations and the services they offer, so that when you're sitting around the table, maybe this summer you're sitting around a picnic table and somebody says, you know, a friend of mine, they lost their job and they're really kind of bummed out about that, and they're worried about maybe they're going to lose their house, or, you know, maybe they won't be able to afford to continue to pay rent, or what about the utilities and childcare and all of these expenses? And you know, part of the answer to that is there are services in our community that can help to support individuals and families in times of need. And how do you know about that? Well, one of the ways you know about that is by listening to our show. So each week you get introduced to one of those organizations and what they do. And maybe, just maybe, when that conversation comes up at the picnic table, you'll be able to say, you know, I heard about this organization and the thing they do, and this is somebody your friend might want to reach out to. And it could be as simple as that. I do believe that each of us at our core has a desire to help our fellow man, help our fellow human being in times of need. And that feels good, right? And it also is really something. It's one of the few things that doesn't cost us anything to pass along, just a little bit of information and knowledge. Of course, I will always tell you that even people like myself who do this for a living don't know everything about everything. Far from it. So I do always say also, you know, please be sure that your friend calls 211. 211 is our statewide referral network. They have a database of all the nonprofits that have registered themselves and updated their information with all of their services. And there's a live person on the other end who can really talk to one of us and say, you know, there's this organization, and this organization. Here are their phone numbers. Give them a call. And so it's kind of a very specialized service offered by 211, and I would always refer somebody to that as well. So that's a little bit about our show. You can hear us in lots of different places. I want to make sure you know about all of them because, you know, some of you might be just driving down the road with your AM radio tuned in, and some of you might not even know what the heck an AM radio is. So we're live on the radio, AM 1590, of course. We're also live on the FM side of your dial, 95.3 FM. But we also are more modern in our approach. We're also streaming live on the web. WSMN.live is the live stream. We also have a feed on Facebook. If you go to the United Way of Greater Nashua Facebook page, you'll see the live feed, which also has, you know, video footage from the studio. You can tune in there. That's a great place to dial in, to tune in. If you want to leave a comment or have a question, just put it there, and I monitor that throughout the show. And last but not least, and trust me when I say I do not understand how this works. This is one of those, you know, my daughter would say, okay, boomer, kind of moments. You have a smart speaker at home, maybe, and you can say, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play WSMN Community Connections radio show. And I've done this before, and I don't understand at all how that works, but I picture there's a little man in there, and he's got an FM radio or an AM radio. He dials it into just exactly what your desire is and plays it over the speaker. That is not the way it works, but it does work. So lots of ways to listen to our show, and we've got a good one on deck for you. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. After the break, we'll have our first interview, and that's with Henry Oak. Henry is the CEO and president of Harbor Care, one of the most important organizations in our community, serving all of the social services needs, really, around homelessness and health care, around housing, around substance use disorder, just a broad and important mission in our community. So we're going to have Henry on for, you know, 20 minutes or so, and then we're going to take another break and listen to a short interview with New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority. You're listening to the Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg, and we will be back in just a couple, 2-3 minutes after we hear a word from our sponsors.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal.
My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run. Well, good Monday morning. Welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, March 4th, 2024, our first show of March, and we're glad to have you with us this morning. I have with me in the studio Henry Oak. Henry is the relatively new president and CEO of Harbor Care, previously known as Harbor Homes, previously known as the Partnership for Successful Living. Harbor Care rebranded over the past, it's a year and a half, and is now known as Harbor Care, which is great. Henry, welcome to the show.
Mike, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good seeing you. And if you don't mind, just make sure you speak nice and loud up front and personal into the microphone. They're not as sensitive as I'd like, actually.
All right. How's that?
That's much better. Thank you. So, Henry, how long have you been at Harbor Care now?
Mike, I joined Harbor Care back in 2020, actually, February 2020.
Well, timing is everything. You know, good thing you didn't join when there was anything like a global pandemic going on
right,
or something like that.
Yeah, it was actually quite remarkable joining at that point in time. I really got to see the team come together and carry out all the work necessary to keep things going. And it's our our services are those services that are much needed by our community, the people we serve, and we could not shut down. It was a lot of hard work, but necessary.
Absolutely. Now, I think it's important for us to maybe sort of start at a very high level about Harbor Care. What falls into the realm of all of the services kind of offered by Harbor Care? Because it's so much, and I feel like sometimes I don't even know what all of what it all is that you do there, and you have like different organizations under Harbor Care as well.
Yes. Well, let's take a step back and talk a little bit about how it all started.
Good idea.
A little over 40 years ago, Harbor Homes was established with the launch of one group home here in Nashua. And it's a group home that we still operate. It's on Winter Street. And over the course of the following 30 years, the organization has grown quite a bit through program expansion, mergers with other nonprofits. And at this point today, we have a workforce of approximately 300 employees based mostly out of Greater Nashua, providing a wide array of different services. So let me start off by talking a bit about our housing programs, because that's really where we started and it's at the core of what we do. So we provide housing and housing support to over 1,000 households across the state of New Hampshire. Our base of operations is the greater Nashua area, and that housing comes in the form of providing housing through properties that we own. We also manage the a batch of Section 8 housing vouchers. We also provide permanent supportive housing, again, across the greater Nashua area.
Well, what do you mean when you say permanent supportive housing? What does that actually do? What does that term actually mean?
So we have staff that work with landlords, that work with our clients to make sure that they have the services and supports needed to stay, to remain stably housed. And we work with landlords to address any issues that might pop up, and we also work with the clients to make sure that they're doing what they need to do to remain housed.
So it's really sort of providing additional supports to make sure that a person in housing has the best possible team, if you will, to be successful.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So housing is core to what we do, but we also provide other services to include healthcare services. Now, before I dive into that, I just want to make note that the common thread across all of our programs is homelessness, and we're an organization that's here to help and homelessness, not only within Greater Nashville, but across the state of New Hampshire. Now, our healthcare program, which is based out of 45 High Street here in Nashua, focuses on the population who is homeless or at risk of being homeless. We provide primary care, behavioral health, dental services, and addiction treatment. And we provide services to just about 3,000 individuals annually through our clinic. We also provide mental health supports to the Nashua School District, as well as the school district in Milford, focusing on the middle and high schools. So there's a lot of need in that space.
Is that one of those things? I think I asked your predecessor, Peter, I asked Peter a couple of years ago, like, Peter, what keeps you up at night? And his answer, without even missing a beat, and this was before the pandemic, was mental health.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Well, there's a few things. Certainly access to mental health across many demographic groups. but also housing, as I think you're very well aware, the availability of housing stock, I've never seen anything like it. It's so difficult for our staff to find suitable housing for the people that we serve. I'll segue into one of our other service lines, which is what we do within the military veteran space, and we do a lot. Mm-hmm. So we provide outreach services across the state, hoping to find veterans that are in need, specifically homeless veterans. We have a transitional housing program with two facilities here in Nashua, one in Manchester, providing transitional housing to approximately 80 previously homeless veterans. We also provide job training for individuals that can and are willing to work. And we also have a statewide suicide prevention program for veterans. Now, as we are looking to find permanent housing for military veterans after once they come into our transitional housing program, it's been really difficult to find units, specifically units that are handicap accessible, first floor units, as some of our military veterans are older and have a tough time ambulating. So finding those units makes it even more difficult. But our transitional housing program for military veterans is designed to have the veterans with us for 2 years, but we typically tend to find permanent housing for them within 1 year.
Do all of the programs that you mentioned have long waiting lists? I mean, that's something you hear about a lot out in wherever you are in the world. You hear about like great programs with really long times to get into them. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you experience as well across the board, or are there pockets where there is more capacity perhaps that people should know about?
So within our transitional housing program for military veterans, we tend to operate in and around the 90% capacity. We try to move people on to permanent housing as soon as possible. So there's always opportunity for a homeless veteran to find transitional housing. So as we were talking before we came on air, one of the pieces of information that I want to pass on is that our website contains a great deal of info on how to get connected to us, and that is harborcarenh.org. From that landing page, there's a couple of mechanisms that individuals seeking help can use to get a hold of us to gain access to those services.
So that's harborcarenh.org is the website. Fantastic. Are there other services that we haven't talked about offered by Harbor Care? I mean, there are a couple that I know of, yep, but want to make sure that you have a chance to talk about those too.
Yep. So I talked about housing. I talked about healthcare. I talked about what we do for military veterans. Mm-hmm. I think it's also important to note that we do a lot within the substance misuse space. We have an addiction treatment facility here in Nashua. Right now it's currently focusing on pregnant and parenting women. We also have a partial hospitalization program, which has a bit of recovery housing attached to that for individuals who are in the program and need some place to stay. And we have intensive outpatient addiction treatment within our clinic at 45 High Street. We also provide quite a bit of support to all the recovery center organizations across the state. For example, here in Nashua, we have Revive Recovery. We work very mm-hmm. closely with them. They also do wonderful work here in the city.
Yeah, there's a lot of great collaboration, a lot of great partnerships, and I know you find yourself at the center, the intersection of many of those in the community. And you said across the state a couple of times. Yes. Can you talk about some of your work in other parts of the state?
Sure, yeah. So we do quite a bit of work in Manchester. We have a transitional housing program for military veterans there. And our outreach teams that focus on the homeless military veteran population, they go to shelters, they go to homeless encampments, looking for veterans in need. I also mentioned our suicide prevention program that they also have staff that go across the state find veterans that need help and get them connected to the services that are appropriate.
Yep, and I also wanted to just mention you opened just a couple of years ago a brand new location. Is it Boulder Point?
Yes, so we have a very beautiful facility up in Plymouth, New Hampshire, and that is a permanent housing facility for previously homeless veterans. We can provide housing up there to about 30 households. And that's a great program. We have a lot of community support, lots of engagement. I do have to give a bit of recognition to Alex Ray and the Common Man organization. They have really taken on the residents there under their wing. Alex comes out and provides meals to the folks living there every month. He knocks on the doors and delivers meals to the veterans. So
that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing. What a great way to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah,
makes you feel better about going to the Common Man now.
Right. Absolutely.
Not that I ever felt bad about going to the Common Man. Henry, how did you get into this line of business? This is very interesting work that you do.
So I've been in public health most of my professional career, working at a large federally qualified community health center in Massachusetts. I'm also a military veteran myself. I'm still in the Massachusetts Army National Guard. And Harbor Care really gave me the opportunity to bring both my public health experience and my military background to the forefront in a very exciting way. So I'm very happy that I got the opportunity to join the organization, and also very, very happy and privileged to be given the opportunity to lead such a great team.
It's fantastic. The work you do is really amazing, and it changes a lot of lives for the better. So thank you for that. Last question I had, I always want to make sure people understand if there's opportunities to give back and support your organization.
Yep.
So are there opportunities to volunteer with Harbor Care?
Yes.
I mean, obviously some of this is very confidential and a little tricky, right? But an organization of your size probably does have opportunities.
Yes. So the COVID-19 pandemic presented lots of challenges, and a lot of the historical activities that we had gave us the opportunity to bring on volunteers on board, that went away for a number of years, unfortunately. However, we just ramped that up a little bit. We've hired a new volunteer manager, and we're beginning to really re-engage with the community in that way. So if you're interested in volunteer opportunities, again, go to the website harborcarenh.org and get in touch with us. We also are always recruiting. And we have a number of very exciting opportunities online. Again, you can take a look at them on our website.
That's fantastic. And again, the website is harborcarenh.org. Henry, thank you for coming on our show today, talking just a little bit about what Harbor Care does. It's just really tremendous work. We appreciate you and all of that.
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a break now. After the break, we have Sarah coming on from New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority, and you are listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We'll be back on the air in just about 2 minutes.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org. Well, good Monday morning. It's Monday, March 4th, 2024. Welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. Each and every Monday morning, we're here with you on the air, talking with different nonprofits and community organizations that are working to make our community a place which is stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier for all of us who live and work in the Greater Nashua region. We just had Henry Oak, the CEO and president of HarborCare, on the radio with us talking about the great work they're doing. And now we're going to shift gears and pivot to Sarah Reitzman. Sarah is the manager of, I'm going to get this wrong, manager of community engagement and education with the New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority. Is that correct, Sarah?
That's correct.
All right. Well, I'm going to get it wrong later then. I apologize in advance. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
So New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority, or as those of us who are sort of in the business, say New Hampshire Housing, is an organization that I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that most people have not even heard of, and many people who have heard of have no idea about what you do.
Yep. That's
probably fair statement, right?
Absolutely.
Because housing is such a big issue and it affects all of our lives, right? We all live somewhere, you know? And so tell us a little bit about New Hampshire Housing and what it is you do.
Sure, absolutely. So New Hampshire Housing is a public corporation. We were created by the legislature in 1981. We do act as the state's housing finance authority, but we are not a state agency, meaning we don't get any operating funds from the state. Our mission is to promote, finance, and support housing solutions for the people of New Hampshire. That's a relatively new mission statement for us. We just changed it, and it really reflects what we do. So we're governed by a 9-member board of directors appointed by governor and council, and I was just saying before we came in the air that if you interviewed somebody from each of our divisions, you'd get a totally different interview. And that's because we do a lot of different things. So we administer the low-income housing tax credit program and the Affordable Housing Fund. We help people buy homes. We have great mortgage programs. And we also administer rental assistance, or the Housing Choice Voucher Program. So I'll give you some stats. Just last year, we financed 1,800 units of multifamily rental housing. We helped over 1,300 families purchase a home, and we administered rental assistance that helped 9,000 households in the state of New Hampshire.
Wow, those are some big numbers. And I could tell you, I'm looking at a building over your shoulder that's going up just south of City Hall at, I believe it's 159 Main Street, might be 149 Main Street. It's a brand new development being built by NeighborWorks, Southern New Hampshire, and brand new housing. I think there are 85-ish units there. I was just there the other day doing a tour with Robert Tourney from NeighborWorks, and I asked, well, how is this financed? And a big part of his answer was New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority.
Absolutely. That's one of ours.
Yep. It is one of yours. So thank you for that. Bring more of that to us.
Absolutely.
We need more of that.
Absolutely.
So how does a project like that actually come to be through the lens of the New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority?
So it's interesting. I don't work in our multifamily housing division. And if you had somebody on the show, they would tell you all about the low-income housing tax credit project and how we work with our developers. From my perspective and our little team at New Hampshire Housing, we mostly work with communities on changing their land use regulations. So a lot of what I'm doing is community engagement, education, advocacy type work so that communities can change their land use regulations and more housing like that project behind me can happen even naturally, even without those low-income housing tax credits or without any sort of complicated or special financing projects. So that's largely what my team does in addition to the sort of research and data work that we do.
You guys have a great board, by the way. I called that up while you were talking, and I know some of the people on this board.
We do have a great board.
Yeah, I do know Sarah Marchant. She's fantastic.
Absolutely.
She's fantastic. By the way, her husband, I don't know if you know that, her husband is also a really great business guy for tree removal. He owns a tree removal and repair out in Brookline. Really great. So if you're ever looking for that and you're in the Brookline area.
I didn't know that. Yes. Yep, Sarah's probably one of the smartest people that I know.
Sarah's fabulous. Anthony Poor is like one of my favorite human beings in the entire world. Really, really great. So, of course, Michael Skelton from the Manchester Chamber, right? Or he's BIA now.
He's BIA now.
Yep, absolutely. So that's a good board you have.
Absolutely.
So when New Hampshire Housing gets involved with a project, how does that typically, you know, how does that typically go about happening?
Right. So a development project, a developer will reach out to us, apply for the low-income housing tax credit, and then we score those using our QAP. So that's the qualified allocation plan, I think. And that's how we score projects. Unfortunately, it's something like the low-income housing tax credit, it's incredibly competitive, and there's only so much money to go around, right? And so we can only finance maybe 3 to 5 projects a year using that program, and that's why we put so much emphasis on amending local zoning ordinances so that projects can happen even without the assistance of low-income housing tax credits. The other thing, too, is that a lot of those projects are going to be in our larger communities, and we know that because New Hampshire is made up of so many small communities, that those big projects that are funded with the LIHTC program can't solve the housing crisis all on their own, and our big cities can't solve the housing crisis all on their own.
I don't think there's anybody that can solve the housing crisis on their own. It really is one of those all hands on deck efforts, you know, to create just enough housing in our communities is just a heavy lift.
Absolutely.
One thing I wanted to mention, this is the last week that the program will accept applications. I heard this on NHPR a couple of weeks ago, but the mortgage assistance program that you administer, that's been a remarkable program. I heard something like $34 million in mortgage supports have gone out through New Hampshire Housing. Yeah, Do you know anything about that?
That sounds about right. That is definitely not my department, but we in response to the pandemic, had a significant amount of funding to support people who are struggling to pay their mortgage or to pay their rent, which was amazing.
Yeah, rental assistance is something which has been more commonly and more well-known, right? But,
yes.
But people who own their homes and have gotten themselves behind in their payments or you know, fees associated with utilities. I was speaking with a homeless gentleman who told me a story. You know, it was really heartbreaking. And actually, so during the pandemic, during 2021, he was renting a house out in Wilton, and he was fine on his payments. He wasn't behind, no problem. But the people who owned the house fell behind in their payments and ended up being foreclosed upon.
Right.
And there was an eviction moratorium at the time, but there was no foreclosure moratorium.
Right.
So he ended up in one of those situations, like, how do you become homeless as a renter in the middle of the pandemic when you can't get evicted? Well, you can if your house gets foreclosed upon. And,
right.
And I'm guessing that the people who went through that situation, for whatever reason, maybe they didn't even know about the program.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's really challenging.
Yep.
Yeah, and we hear stories like that all the time because the housing market is so tough right now. And if you're an older person and you're looking to downsize, you're going to struggle to do that. If you're a younger person and you're looking to buy your first home, you're going to struggle to do that. If you're a renter, you're probably spending too much of your income on your rent, and maybe you're a little bit concerned about how long you're going to be able to stay in that unit, and finding another one isn't easy. So it's just all around very challenging.
It is absolutely, in his case, it was a little bit also more challenged in that he also has a dog, and his dog is his buddy. His dog is like his family.
Yep.
And he said, Mike, I'm going to choose to live in my car with my dog than give up my dog and go into a shelter somewhere. It's just, I'm not going to do that.
Right. You know, right.
So,
yep.
Tough stuff.
Absolutely.
I see lead hazards on your website. And of course, we live in, it's funny, when I think about lead, I grew up in California in a relatively new community where it was literally not an issue. Like, we never talked about lead paint and the dangers of lead paint and lead in the pipes and all of that stuff, right? Which you have here in New England in the Northeast, where we have aging housing stock where, you know, in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, like, there was lead in the paint. So it's dangerous. What does New Hampshire Housing do in lead mitigation?
Right.
Work?
So as far as I know, we offer financing to support sort of the rehab removal of lead paint hazards in house. This is actually, it's funny, I'm not at all an expert on lead paint abatement anymore, but when I started, I originally started in public health. My career was in sort of public health community nutrition work. I started looking at lead paint as sort of the public health issue, and ended up spending a lot of time looking at New Hampshire's older housing stock, because we do have one of the oldest housing stocks in the country. And that was how I found myself in my career in housing, was because of lead paint.
Yeah, I've spoken with people who, like a friend of mine, he their home that they own here locally in Nashua. Well, they ended up selling it because of lead paint, actually.
Yeah.
They had their first child, and then they found out that there was lead paint. And they found out that the cost to mitigate it was just so astronomical, they ended up selling their house. Kind of took a bath on it because of the lead paint, but it was, for them, it just wasn't even a choice, really.
Yep. It's extraordinarily expensive, and it needs to be done correctly because otherwise it's dangerous.
Yeah, encapsulation or removal, it's a big deal. It's like asbestos, the same thing.
Absolutely.
So New Hampshire Housing does a lot of different things. And what is it that you do that we don't know anything about? Like, what's the secret? What's the secret that we haven't heard yet?
I hope it's not a secret. I hope we've done a good job talking about
it. Probably is a secret. Honestly, Sarah, it's probably a secret.
I want to tell you about the Housing Opportunity Planning Grant Program that we created in 2022. So this was part of Governor Sununu's $100 million InvestNH program. And so we were given $5 million specifically to support communities in planning work at the local level. So we built this grant program from the ground up. It was a very busy summer of 2022 and launched it. And now we're working with 63-ish communities in New Hampshire, which is a good 25% of our total municipalities, which is amazing. And we're helping them do things like update the housing chapter of their master plan, have really productive conversations about housing at the local level. Mm-hmm. We're helping them with their sort of community engagement activities and what that looks like and some community engagement best practices. We're helping them do things like audit their land use regulations to look for barriers to housing development, both sort of big scale stuff, multifamily housing, but also little stuff like things like allowing ADUs or what your ADU ordinance looks like, or allowing duplexes or triplexes.
ADUs meaning accessory dwelling units.
Yep.
So it's kind of what I would think of as, like, I always describe ADU units as like the mother-in-law apartment that you build onto your house.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, and then helping them to change their land use regulations to make their zoning more housing friendly, which is amazing. And that's certainly long term. We're not seeing sort of instant successes because that work takes a long time, but it's probably the most critical work that we can do at the local level.
That's fantastic. I did also want to ask you just briefly to talk about how you work with home buyers. It is such a challenging market, right? And the market's been so on fire. And you hear these stories of people putting their house on the market for, I don't know, $350, right? And getting like 15 offers the first day it goes on the market. Yep. And then, $50,000 over asking price, cash offer, with no inspections required. So that's a hard market to buy in.
Yes.
If you're a new homeowner, you're a new you're a young couple, trying to get started, how can somebody work with New Hampshire Housing to have some advantages in that market?
Absolutely. So I'm glad you brought that up. I love talking to especially first-time home buyers because I myself bought my first home in 2020, and neither my realtor nor my mortgage person ever mentioned New Hampshire Housing programs, and I wish that they had. Mm-hmm. So if you are purchasing a home in New Hampshire, certainly ask your realtor, ask your lender point blank about New Hampshire Housing programs and if you qualify for them and if you can take advantage of those opportunities. The other thing too, and I don't have the dates in front of me, but we have 3 home buyer fairs coming up. One on the Seacoast.
Fancy that. I have the dates in front of me.
Oh, you do? Fantastic.
I do. I wouldn't have asked this question if I wasn't on your website. So we have fairs coming up, Seacoast. March 16th from 10 to 2, in Littleton, March 23rd from 10 to 2, and in Manchester, April 6th from 9 to 1. It doesn't say where, but if you just go to the website for New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority and you click on the For Home Buyers link, it shows you those. You can reserve your spot.
Fantastic.
What are those? What happens to those fairs?
So those fairs are, there's a whole bunch of, I've never been to one. I really need to go to one. And
yeah,
I know that
it's a good idea. I know. We should go.
We should go. Yeah. The Seacoast one is happening at the Fox Run Mall, which I think will be a really fun use of that mall. It'll be fun to see it all set up with
absolutely
folks there talking to people about home buying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I'm on vacation then, sorry to say.
Bummer.
But that is the one I would go to because that's actually near where I live. I go to the Fox Run Mall all the time.
Me too.
So ask your realtor about New Hampshire Housing, and they might not ever have considered that there's options, but that'll force them to kind of talk with the lender and get a little bit more knowledgeable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And then we also have our home ownership conference coming up on March 26th. That's going to be at Groponi in Concord. This is a really great opportunity to get people together. We're going to talk about accessory dwelling units. We're going to talk about a mixed-use housing development happening in Concord. We're going to talk about infrastructure. We're going to talk about getting involved at the local level. This is probably the first time we've had this sort of panel. It's going to be people who are involved in their communities talking about what it takes to get involved in your community and what that looks like, and encouraging folks in the audience to do it. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the future of home ownership and some trends that we're seeing. So that'll be really great.
Lots of great stuff. We are out of time. Can you believe that?
No.
It just flies by, and I apologize for that, but I love everything you've shared with us today, Sarah. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
The website for New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority is GoNewHampshireHousing.com. I love that website. GoNewHampshireHousing.com. It's not how I found it. I just Googled, you know, New Hampshire Housing.
But, our main website is NHHousing.org, but I'm sure we have a whole bunch of little URLs like that.
Probably. I'm looking at GoNewHampshireHousing.com. Sarah is the manager of community engagement and education for New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. We've been listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We will be back again next Monday with a couple more great interviews. I'm not really sure who that's going to be, but it's going to be awesome. So just tune in at 9 a.m. next Monday morning. Until next week, please remember, be kind to one another, because great things really do happen when we live united.